When you become a believer, you go on a journey of discovering who you are in Jesus. Lori Hartshorn is an author and the former co-host of 700 Club Canada, and she's embarked on a new journey to help us discover that in her new book. It's called Found, and she's with us right now. Hey, Lori.
Good morning, Todd. It's a privilege to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit briefly about why you're stepping away from the cameras on the 700 Club Canada and into this new venture. It seemed like you were doing really well over there, and it was a great thing.
You know what? It was a great thing, and I'm super thankful for it, and I learned a lot, and it was a privilege to serve Canadians. Honestly, the simple answer is I'm just obeying, Todd. I just felt the prompting of the Lord, and in new seasons, you just can't do it all. And I just want to obey with my new book and video series and launching my own podcast eventually. Just doing the next thing he told me to do.
Now, the book is called Found, and it's something that we all kind of deal with from time to time because we feel pulled in all these different directions sometimes with everything coming at us of who we are in Jesus, what actually happened to us when we become believers. Why did you decide to write the book Found?
You know, I wrote it for a few reasons, but primarily, Todd, I believe every single person needs to know truly who they are and why they were created, for what purpose. And often, whether you know Jesus or not, it is a deep need of every single human being. And as we are followers of Jesus, for those of us who are, we've said yes to his leadership in our life. I, as a pastor and a teacher and journeying with people for years, I just saw this missing piece constantly that many believers, sadly, are lacking power in their life. They're like, they're treating Christianity like a ticket to heaven, but yet what on earth do they do now and how do they live now? And I believe a lot of struggles with identity, which primarily comes down to the main thing, how do we identify ourselves? How do we define ourselves? And it's closely connected to our value and worth. And if we don't know our value and worth in the eyes of God, the one who created us, then we won't know for what purpose we're created. So a lot of believers even go through their life feeling powerless in their Christian lives, not really understanding what they were made for, missing out on what all that God offers them. So my book's primary message is, you know, find out who you really are and everything that's available to you.
This is so that after we become a believer, we don't have to answer the question, now what? Like, you know, we've made that big step. It was pretty, you know, maybe somebody has talked to us about Christ. We've been to church and we've made that decision. But then there's this road ahead. If we don't know who we are now, that journey can be fuzzy, can't it?
Absolutely. And I do believe it's very, in many ways, very clear in Scripture, but often we miss it. And I take us back to the beginning, Todd, to Genesis. If you want to find out who you were, you got to look at God's original design. And he created every person in his image, in his likeness. So I share stories throughout the book how we all are looking, in a sense, in the wrong mirrors, in broken mirrors, and that Jesus came to be the perfect mirror, the perfect reflection of God, and the perfect reflection of who we were created to be. And everything that Jesus did, we're invited into. Everything that Jesus has, we're invited into. And this is a profound, I would say, clarion call to the church to rise up, to understand that everything that belongs to Jesus is available to you. And that gives you purpose, that restores you as an image bearer. You're able to reflect God in the world. You're able to participate in his purposes, and you understand your authority, which is critical to walking in power.
It's called Found, to discover the power of your true identity. Lori, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much, Todd. Bless you up there in 100.3. I love listening to you.